Welcome to the Checkout by Kuro House, your daily AI update. Today, we're diving into some pressing developments shaping the retail and food sectors. Let's get started with what's impacting your shopping basket right now. Here's a big one. The British Retail Consortium is sounding the alarm on rising costs hitting retailers and consumers alike. According to a recent report from the Retail Bulletin, the conflict in the Middle East is driving up energy and shipping expenses, which retailers are currently absorbing but expect to pass on to customers soon. But that's just part of the story. The BRC highlights that over the past 2 years, retailers have shouldered an extra £6.5 billion in employment costs and £1.6 billion from new packaging taxes. They're urging the UK government to act on these domestic policy costs to help keep prices down, pointing out that unlike global energy prices, these levies won't ease with market shifts. What's more, consumer anxiety is high, with 80% fearing food prices will rise due to the conflict. Energy bills, petrol costs, and tax hikes are also top concerns, according to polling commissioned by the BRC. The retail sector met with Chancellor Rachel Reeves in April, pushing for removal of policy levies that now make up more than half of business electricity bills. They also want delays on new food regulations and a review of packaging levies that could cost retailers over £2 billion annually. Helen Dickinson, the BRC chief executive, emphasized that while global instability is a factor, many cost pressures stem from domestic policies that Westminster can address. She noted that other governments like Germany are already easing business electricity costs by shifting levies off bills, and the UK should follow suit. Retailers are doing their best to hold prices steady, but without government intervention, these costs will inevitably hit shoppers. It's a political choice with real impact on everyday families. So, what does this mean for you and me? More expensive food and fuel are likely on the horizon unless policy changes come through. It's a reminder that behind every price tag, there's a complex web of global events and local decisions. We'll keep tracking how this situation evolves and what it means for retailers and consumers alike. That wraps up today's update on the retail cost pressures driven by geopolitical and domestic factors. Thanks for tuning in to the Checkout by Kuro House. Stay curious, and we'll catch you next time for more AI and tech insights.